Shabbos, and we continue today, in Simin Chof Zayin, in Hilchos Tefillin. So we left off actually right by the Ramah in Sif Dalet. So the Ramah says, Hagah v'davka b'tefillin. Remember again, the Shulchan Aruch was discussing that one should make sure that there are no chatzitos, there are no interruptions between, nothing interrupting or interposing between the body, the skin, and the shalyar of the shalrosh. So the Ramah writes, Hagah v'davka b'tefillin. This is only true with the tefillin themselves. Aval b'ritzuos ein lahakbid. But with the ritzuos, we're not as concerned if there's some type of interposition or chatzitza there. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah ein lahakbid. V'achronim kasvu de'ein lahakel rak b'makom akrichos. Aval ma sheshayach lakshira yesh lahakmir af b'ritzuos. Bein b'shalyad u'bein b'shalrosh. So Mishnah Berurah comments over here, and he says that you could be mako, meaning though when the Ramah says that we're not as concerned with the ritzuos, what that means is if there's some type of chatzitza, something in between your body and let's say the strap that you're wrapping around your arm. So okay, it doesn't invalidate the mitzvah. However, again, the spot where you make the kesher, the spot, let's say, where you go ahead and you tighten the tefillin onto your arm or onto your head, so those rituals ultimately should not have anything under them. Of course, again, it goes without saying that l'chatchila, one should not have any level of chatzitza between their body and the tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes over here, he says, v'kasvu tochacha megula ala manichin tefillin agave peir nachris hanika paruka v'afilu im. So this is interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah is based on this. There would be an incredible rebuke for those who put tefillin on a peir nachris, a toupee. Let's say a person wears a wig, a person wears a toupee. So in something like this, says the Mishnah Berurah, putting tefillin on top of it is a real halachic problem. V'afilu rak haritzua munach al peir nachris. Now again, remember, so technically speaking, let's say a person doesn't have a full toupee and the tefillin itself touches the skin, touches, let's say, the head, the bias, then technically speaking, that's okay. But based on what we just said, the kesher, the knot, also has to be able to touch the head directly. Therefore, if one is putting the tefillin on top of a toupee, ultimately it's problematic. So the Mishnah Berurah, however, quotes over and he says the following. He says, if a person has a head injury, and ultimately, again, let's say he has bandages on his head. So assuming that a person, that the bias itself could rest directly on the skin, so it would appear that as long as by the bias itself there's no chatzitza, and even so the bias could rest directly either on the arm or ultimately on the head, even if the bandages will prevent the ritzuos from touching the skin directly, the halacha is that one could still fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin, and one could even go ahead and make the bracha. This is a very interesting idea. So first of all, there's the toupee idea, which the Mishnah Berurah says could be a chatzitza. Certainly would be a chatzitza if the toupee is on the area where, let's say, on the top of the head, where the tefillin shel rosh actually rests. The most one could be makel with is if the toupee interrupts between the skin of the head, meaning the actual head itself, and the ritzuos. Perhaps there's room to be makel, just like one could be makel, one could be lenient with bandages. But the actual tefillah, the actual bias itself, what the Mishnah Berurah calls the ketzitza, the actual box, has to touch the flesh of the skin of the head directly. And anything that interposes between the bias and the head ultimately creates a chatzitza. Let's see Sif Hei. Adam shu'alel nezilos. So we'll define what this means in just a moment. Look at halacha, look at Yud Zayin. So he says over here, Alul Nezilos in the Mishnah Berurah, Perishi Yishlo Mach Ov O Michush Barosho. He has some type of either injury or sickness by his head. V'im Yigal Rosho Yazik Lo Akarirus. And if he uncovers his head, so therefore he always wears a hat or some type of covering, and if he uncovers his hat, he'll get sick. He'll get sick because of the cold. Kevan Shu Onus yachol lismok al rashba disvirale de in chashash bechatzitza. So remember, there is an interesting position of the Rashba, and the Rashba holds that one need not be concerned with chatzitza between the tefillin and the body, because he says v'lo ne'emar bein einecha ala l'sayim lahem makom u'mishum l'chala os v'lo l'achirim l'os leka b'tefillin sharosh de'bahu k'sivara u'kalamei aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha. So this is very interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rashba. The Rashba says that there is no din of chatzitza by the tefillin, and the reason for that is because the Rashi understands that Beinei Necha is talking about the position of the placement. It's telling you where to put the tefillin shel rosh. It's not telling you that it literally has to be Beinei Necha on your flesh. However, so now let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch and fill this in. So Adam Shutzarach Alo, Shadam Shu Alo La Nezilos, a person again who is subject is prone to sickness, and if he uncovers his head, he'll get sick as a result of the cold. And therefore, if he has to uncover his head to put on the tefillin shel rosh, chances are he just won't put it on. So what's the halacha? Yesh lahatir lo lahaniach tefila shel rosh ala kova da kasamuch l'rosh v'chasei mipnei aroim. So we allow him to keep on a small hat, a thin hat, and ultimately he can put the shel rosh on top of that hat. However, again, he must cover his head with his talis in order that people not see that he's wearing a hat underneath his tefillin. Now let's finish the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Umikol makom," he says, "Tzarech lech," I'm reading at the end of Yud Zayin, "Umikol makom, tzarech lechasos mipnei haroim, sheinam yodim shehu onus." Interesting enough, the Mishnah Berurah says, like the Shulchan Aruch just said, if he wears this small hat underneath his tefillin, he has to cover his head in order that other people will not see it. So this is really quite dramatic. So what you see over here, the Shulchan Aruch is saying, is that l'maisa, there would be room to allow someone to go ahead and put on tefillin shel rosh on top of a hat if a person is sensitive, I guess very sensitive to the cold, and they won't be able to go ahead and put on tefillin shel rosh otherwise. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Seif Ka'an Yirches, tefillin shel rosh, v'im yesh lo maka b'yad b'makom anachas ha-katzitza. Similarly, let's say a person has an injury on their arm, right by the area where they were put the bias on, and the wound itself extends over the entire bicep. You could go ahead and you could place the tefillin shel yad on top of the bandage. Interestingly enough, so in the shel yad, the halacha would be also, you can go ahead and you could put it on top of the bandage, but one would not make a bracha on the shel yad. V'yivarech shtayim ala shel rosh kedele el b'simin chafav ba'ago. Interestingly enough, you'll make two brachas on the shel rosh, the bracha of laniach and the bracha of al mitzvahs, at least according to Ashkenazim. Ach yilbosh ala tefillin shel yad milamala beged acher kedei lechasosam d'haksiv b'hu v'yalachos v'darshin alachalos v'lalachirim lo. So ever you should cover up the tefillin shel yad with, let's say, your shirt or with a jacket, and this is a separate halacha. One should generally keep the tefillin shel yad covered, because the lashon by the Torah, tefillin shel yad, is v'haya l'chalos. It will be a sign for you. The idea that the sign is for you, and ultimately, again, not for others. V'dafka al retia. But again, this license is only to place the tefillin shel yad on top of the bandage. Aval haniach tefillin al chaluko. But to put tefillin on top of your clothing, yesh omrim da'aser. Some say that this is aser. Afilu yesh blo maka v'afilu milbosh beged. I love beged acher. So this license to go ahead and essentially put tefillin on even with a chatzitza is only if what? Is only if one is going to go ahead and if one is putting it on top of a bandage that's on top of the body. But to put it on top of my clothing, that's already too far removed. Hakova dak yotes aval hakova ava asr lahanicham delo yuchal lechavim letzantzei makom shamoach shaltinak rofei. So rofei, so the problem, so Mishnah Berurah says this license to put tefillin shel rosh on top of the hat is only if the hat is very thin. Because if it's thin, you could position the tefillin properly. The concern is that if it's not thin, you won't be able to position the tefillin properly on your head. Rak yivarich halacha chaf. Excuse me, I'm sorry, we didn't read this yet. So the Ramah, go back up top. The Ramah says, Haga, Famanichim bederech zeh, people who put on the tefillin shalrosh like this, lo yivarech al shalrosh, rak yivarech al shalyad lahaniach. Person will not make a bracha on the shalrosh, since again, you're putting it on top of a hat. Rather, you'll just make the on the shalyad lahaniach. And of course, again, that lahaniach covers both the shalyad and the shalrosh. Writes the Mishnah Berurah, Sifka and Chaf, when you make the lahaniach on the shalyad, you should have in mind that it should be moti the shalrosh. Because remember, according to many, namely according to the Mechaber, you only make one bracha to begin with. So it's interesting, the Bach and others explain that Lamaisa, if you have to put tefillin on in this way, if it's possible to somehow remove the hat, even for a little bit of time of Shema, that certainly would be good. So this is a very important halacha, because what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us is that although we said in Sif Dalid that there should be nothing that is chotzis, there should be nothing that interrupts or interposes between the tefillin shalyad and the tefillin shalrosh and the body. So again, first of all, we saw that that's dafka with the bias, with the actual box, but with the ritzuas, lechatchila, at least b'di'evet, excuse me, one could still fulfill the mitzvah. Lechatchila, of course, there shouldn't be any kind of chatzitza. Now, what the Shulchan Aruch introduces us to is, let's say a person has some kind of injury. Either a person is sick, they can't uncover the head, or a person has a bandage. So the halacha is, b'di'evet, one could go ahead and put tefillin on, even on top of the hat, even on top of the bandage. And the Mishnah Berurah says, because b'di'evet, we rely on the position of the Rashba, who says that you don't have to worry about chatzitza, because al yadcha or bein einecha is all to teach me about the positioning of the tefillin and not really there to teach me about chatzitza. Therefore, b'di'eved, if the only way for me to put on tefillin is on top of a bandage, then halacha lamaisu, or on top of a thin hat, I am permitted to do so. With the caveat that one would not make the bracha in a circumstance like this. So how does this play out? If, let's say, one has a bandage on their head, or one has to wear the thin hat, so one could put the tefillin shalrosh, but one would not make the bracha of a mitzvah tefillin. Instead, one would go ahead and make the bracha of lahaniach tefillin, and have in mind that the bracha on the shalyad covers the shad and the shalrosh. On the other hand, if, let's say, I have a bandage on my bicep, so I'm putting the tefillin on top of that, I would not make a bracha in that circumstance. Instead, what I would do in that situation, says the Mishnah Berurah, is I'd make two brachos on the shalrosh. I'd make the bracha of lahaniach as well as the bracha of al mitzvahs on the shalrosh, having in mind that bracha of lahaniach should cover the shalyad as well. Let's say we will stop over here for today. We will, in Meretz Hashem, pick up with Sif Vav tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.